This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Monday, June the 17th, 2019, on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Hello. Welcome to Monday with the DJVers, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls. Let's see, a couple of quickies here. The U.S. Women's soccer team beat Chile 3-0. So that was a good night. Most people paid a lot of attention. I was I'm in Los Angeles this morning. And over the weekend, there were a lot of things going on. There always are. It's Father's Day, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But both my son and my daughter surprised me by saying that they wanted to watch the soccer game, which really, Megan's husband, Matthew, is a big soccer fan. I didn't realize that she was. I don't know whether she was doing that just because Miles said his father's watching it, so he wanted to watch it as well. But it seemed to capture the attention. Lots of people have been talking about it. So congratulations to the women's soccer team. Also, over the weekend, there were a lot of people in the first mass since the fire at Notre Dame. I don't know how many of you saw some of the video from there. It's been 2 months now since the church was badly burned. And so the side, other than they have the mass, which commemorated the consecration as a place of worship, was held outside. I guess there have been a lot, outside, inside. There isn't much going on inside because of all of the work that's being done to try to build the thing back again. Wasn't a priest had the head, what do they call those, the hard hat, helmets?
Yeah, the construction helmets, yeah.
Yeah. And congratulations to the Americans who have supplied more money to help rebuild Notre Dame than the Frenchies have. Isn't that so typical? Hey. All right. Does that sound a little one-sided? I guess it does.
Yes. It's Americans' decisions to donate that money. Yes. I don't think we should look down on the fringe because of it.
Well,
why not? That, it's a good excuse, too.
Yeah, it's a good excuse. All right. Here's another one, Jennifer. I'm watching the news here. The local news is loaded with that Costco shooting.
It's a big story.
Killed, big story out here. So I'm watching. I flip back and forth between two or three different channels. And what I see here, this is politically 100% incorrect, so be it. There's so much pandering being done here to Hispanics. You look at Linda Lopez, who's the weather person, and Scott Rodriguez, who's the traffic reporter. And you go through a list of the people. The reporter is Diego Marcelo. And I'm looking at these people, and they look about as Hispanic as I do. And what becomes apparent, not that there ought not to be some collective inclusion, because I'm big on diversity and inclusion, but when it's so like done in a circumstance that is, they must be able to, so I would think real Hispanics could spot phony Hispanics.
Wait, so what do you think?
Turn.
They just change their name to...
Yes!
No.
That's exactly what they do. They change their name.
No, they
so
don't.
So that they fit in.
Oh, my God.
Yes, yes, they
there
do.
There are...
They,
oh
no,
my,
they don't.
People who are Hispanic...
How do you know that out here?
Oh, my God. There's a gigantic population of Hispanic people out there, and they come in all different colors. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's not the point. Oh, my God, nothing.
What's the point? What is the point, then?
The point is that news media and the people who are trying to get audiences for whatever the purpose of doing it, they...
Are these people bad at their jobs? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I don't think they would have... Well, I'm not sure about whether they're bad at their jobs. It wouldn't be my choice for if I were here. And, Jennifer, you're here. I'm here 3-4 months out of the year, and I've observed this ever since I worked at KBC back in the 90s. Am I right or wrong?
I don't know. I mean, I know for sure that, like, weather people change their name. I'm not sure that the people on the news are changing their names. I think that's more of a stretch than someone who would say he's named Dallas Raines or something like that.
Right.
You know?
Or Storm Peterson. Or yeah, right. That's typical.
That?
Right.
There was a lady, and I bet she's still listening because we're still carrying a KUGN. Stormy Weather was her name or something like that. I'm trying to remember what her name was. But anyway, I'm making an observation because I find it moderately pathetic that it's that easy to pander to people.
Or
I'm
maybe
sure there
people
are plenty.
Just like to, I don't know, represent their community that they're a part of. Like, if there's a large population of those people in that community, then it would make sense that there's a higher population of those people who work
representing
on, you know,
them.
I'm not suggesting that that's not the case. I'm not, you're not hearing me correctly if you're not.
So you're saying
not,
that just white
saying.
People are getting
I'm
these
saying
jobs.
White
and
people
saying
change their names. Yes, okay. That's what I'm saying. Yes, that's exactly.
I think that's
what
a very
saying.
Big stretch, but
well, it
maybe
may be,
you're
but
right.
You're not here, and I am.
I think in a community where there are so many people to choose from, it seems unlikely that they would hire a white person who's changed their name to Rodriguez. You know, it just when there are so many Hispanic people already
I
there.
I know
in the
people
community.
Who were on the air at KBC when I was there who changed their name to have it be Hispanic and.
Yeah, I think
so,
people do that. I don't know if these people do it, but yeah, for sure, I've heard of people trying to do that. But
yeah, right. All right, Jennifer, what do you have that's cooking?
Okay, well, Target is cooking. It's one of my favorite places to go. I can't get out of there in 3 hours. I have to go through every aisle. But this weekend, you were stuck in Target for a different reason. Target cash registers went back online after a two-hour systems outage on Saturday that left shoppers venting online. This really saw a huge presence on Twitter over the weekend. In a statement, the company said the failure was not the result of a data breach. It wasn't a security-related issue. It was just simply a failure. They said online, quote, the temporary outage earlier today was the result of an internal technology issue that lasted for approximately 2 hours. Our technology team worked quickly to identify and fix the issue, and we apologize for the inconvenience and frustration this caused for our guests. Earlier in the day, Target acknowledged guests were unable to make purchases at the stores, but they did not provide details. Shoppers at dozens of stores across the country used social media to express their frustration. Some were more positive and commended store employees for their efforts to kind of take down the crowd a little bit, diffusing tension as people waited in long lines the Saturday before Father's Day. Imagine that. Some on Twitter said that Target workers were actually helping to entertain their children and offered refreshments. But technology, they're saying, it can bring America to a standstill. And there was evidence of that this weekend at Target. But everything seems to be back in business now if you need to hit Target for some supplies later today.
Another Target story, Victoria, is they're now launching, as Walmart has and as Amazon has, well, through Whole Foods, this home delivery system. And how impactful all three of them now, the three big retailers, are doing home delivery. And I forgot to ask you when we were talking about it before, is it just for food or is it for anything that you buy at any of the stores?
No, Walmart has, they've been doing grocery delivery. That's their new grocery delivery service that we were talking about in the tech report. Target right. does both, grocery and whatever other items you want. But the new addition to Target is that they're doing same-day delivery from orders off the website. So that was the new addition that we talked about in the tech report.
Yeah, pretty interesting how the retail business is changing. As I was watching a report, Consuelo Mack, who does a lot of stuff on the public channels when it comes to investments, has for years and years and years, had a couple of fellas on talking about where and how to invest and in companies. And it's interesting because they both focused on Warren Buffett and how he's all over some of these things with his Berkshire Hathaway investments, all over some of these stores at the moment. Which I find interesting because retail can be a kind of itchy, touchy business. It really is like the restaurant business. It's very it's treacherous. So interesting to see how apparently Buffett thinks that Target's long term future is strong. Amazon's is for sure. I didn't get that about Walmart, but anyway. It's a wonderful, isn't it? Think about this for a minute in terms of where we are today and then where we were 10 years ago and where do you think we'll be 10 years from now? You'll be older, it'll be the older version of you, but think about, Victoria, what do you think your life is going to be like in 10 years? What will you look like? Kara, the same thing. Jennifer, how will you, do you ever even think about that? My mind wafts off on these things from time to time. Think about where I'll be in 10 years, what's Miles going to look like and be like when he's a teenager, where are my children going to be? Do you ever think about that in terms of yourself?
I don't really like doing that, truthfully, because it's an easy rabbit hole to go down, and I find that my bigger challenge is just staying more present, so that's kind of what I've vowed to do. It's sort of my resolution this year.
Good.
Just be
the
more
here
in the
and
moment.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I could get hit by a bus tomorrow. So, like, all the time I wasted thinking about what I'm going to look like in 10 years, you know, I could be
down the drain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get stressed thinking about that, too. I just, it's more of a challenge to stay where you are, I think.
Yeah. Well, that's about the philosophical aspects of being in the now and the here and the now. The book by Tolle about being in the now, and that's really, you can't do anything about the past. You don't know what the future is all about, as Victoria said, so why not be right here, right now? Which, by the way, is 15 past the hour. And thinking about what you're going to look like in the future, if you're eating well, you don't need what I'm going to tell you about in the next 60 seconds. But if you're not eating well and you're gaining weight and you're uncomfortable and you want to lose it and you've tried all of these crash diets, you've tried various pills and it just doesn't work for you because they don't work. They work short term. They don't work long term. Kalitrin, however, is just the opposite of that, being the healthiest choice for weight loss. That's why they came to me, because I want to talk about, in terms of advertisements, things that are good for you, things that are healthy for you. And this is the way to get healthy, the right way to lose the weight. Don't crash diet yourself. Don't do drugs. Don't do stimulants. This is the all-natural way, the healthy way, to help you lose weight safely. Main ingredient of Kalitrin is collagen, and that's the number one protein in your body, but your body stops making it for whatever the reason when you're in your 20s. So this jump starts it. And if you stay on the program 4 or 5 months, 6 months, then it will. What it does is induce your body to start rebuilding, recreating collagen. That's why I say this is not a short-term fix. This is a long-term deal. It isn't crazy expensive. It's smart. It's really the smartest way to lose weight, keep it off, keep your body healthy, because the collagen works on pushing the fat out of your body and creating muscle like when you were younger. That's really what happens. You were much younger and tighter when you're in your 20s than you are now if you're in your 50s or 60s. So let's be smart about this. Taking collagen amazingly helps stimulate your body to produce more of it. And that's why you lose. It works in conjunction with your other bodily functions to lose weight efficiently and keep it off. Go to toploss.com. Here's the special deal if you use the DJV code. Father's Day special extended for another week. $10 off every bottle, $30 off, let's say, a 90-day supply. And you get free shipping also when you use the DJV code. Save money, save your life, save your health, save your looks. It's Kalitrin, the healthiest choice for weight loss. Get it now at toploss.com with a special deal. Check the box for DJV. CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
Oh my gut! We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
I'm trying to learn how to spell Pete Buttigieg's last name, or even learn how to pronounce it. That's when I'm doing my homework. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Anytime, any place. place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Song, There Goes My Miracle, a new album, Western Stars, has officially dropped it with it, a new video for the title track. Do you think this sounds like, I like this song.
I love this song. This might be my favorite thing that I've ever heard Bruce do.
And you're
not a big Bruce fan. No.
Fan anyway, right?
Even really not.
He's a fellow Jerseyite.
They take your card back if you don't like Bruce here.
Yeah, right.
Bruce and Bon Jovi. It's a dicey existence.
So, this song tells the story of an aging actor who was once shot by John Wayne on screen. That one scene brought me 1,000 drinks, set me up, and I'll tell it for you, friend. Now he does credit card commercials. The guy that was. That's a Western Star. That's what. Crank this up, can we? Western Stars features 20 musicians, including current and former members of the E Street Band. Reviews for Western Stars have been strong. Rolling Stone gave it 4 stars and says, quote, the set reveals some of Springsteen's most beguiling work ever. Springsteen has not granted any interviews about the record. He's yet to perform any songs live in any capacity. It's unclear if he's going to tour to support it, but he's recently talked about touring on an album he plans to cut with the E Street Band later this year. I did not know this. I didn't know that was the theme. The song that we're talking about.
He kind of wanted to go back into like storytelling and his story songs from the beginning of his career, which I will give him credit. I have always thought he's one of the best storytellers that we've ever had in American music. I mean, you go back to his early stuff. The reason he became the boss, he just had his finger on the pulse of that blue collar story. So many stories like that. Yeah. So it's a great album, and it has such a cool Western vibe to it. I love it.
But this story of an aging actor.
I mean, this is like a spaghetti western kind of song.
Right, yeah, right. Now he does credit card commercials. So it reminds me of the story of so many people that were in the John Wayne troupe. Another story that we don't have time for now, but I'm thinking this is going to do well for him. I like it. I like the thought of it, frankly. And he's not, but it may even make his way into the country genre to a certain extent. Speaking of that, the 2019 CMT Awards pushed 28% sales gain for the Zac Brown Band, Runaway June, and Little Big Town, and actually some more. The CMT Awards took place on the 5th of June. They helped pump sales and streaming gains for those who performed on the show. In the week ending June 6th, the collected songs on the show sold 77,000 downloads in the U.S., a gain of 28% compared to the previous week. Some of the performed songs on the show that saw sizable sales gains include Kane Brown's Short Skirt Weather, up 723%. Zac Brown Band's Someone I Used to Know, up 277%. Tanya Tucker's Delta Dawn, up 245%. Little Big Town's The Daughters, up 78%. And Runaway June's Buy My Own Drinks, up 75%. So, pretty interesting to see how all of this stuff. You know how little these people, these performers, make about 4 cents for every download or something? It's crazy.
I know. Yep.
Making money because. And I think that's what some of them have been standing up to, and that's what part of the discussion in Congress is about royalties for some of these singers, because they aren't making it anymore like they used to when the stuff's sold in the stores.
They just have to tour heavily. That's where they make their money.
Yeah, they do. Yep. 28 after here on the DJB program. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance. So let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says President Trump has said he doesn't want a war with Iran, but that military options are on the table after the administration blames Iran for attacks on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman last week.
These were attacks by the Islamic Republic of Iran on commercial shipping on the freedom of navigation with a clear intent to deny transit through the strait.
However, members of the crews of the vessels claim they were struck by flying objects and not Iranian mines, as the U.S. and Saudi Arabia have claimed, and some Iranian officials are claiming the U.S. attacked the vessels so then it could blame Iran. In Philadelphia, a graduation party turns into a crime scene last night. Police say a gunman opened fire, killing one person, wounding seven others. At last check, no arrests have been made. and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's 34 after the hour now on the DJB program. Hi, Monday is upon us, 17th of June. We have the services and the, not necessarily compliance, because that's not what Victoria's all about. She's pretty much a person on her own mission, and that's why she's here. She's here to straighten out the rest of us from our evil thoughts. excuse me, I don't know why that tickled me so much, but it did. Also, Kara Schillen, who's teaching some Jamoke how to do things when she's not around.
Boy.
So what's that going to do for us? Oh, my God. The poor guy, he doesn't know what he's in for, right, Kara? You're teaching him all of the things, the tricks of the trade.
Yeah, I wonder whose fault that
everybody has
is.
To have a vacation. He's, whose fault?
Yeah, that he doesn't know what he's in for.
I don't know. But listen, are you trying to focus blame on a particular party? Jeepers crow. I'm getting on all sides here. Today. All right, let's. The chuckle says it all. Iran, nothing to chuckle about. Here are a couple of things going on. Mike Pompeo, who is the Secretary of State, has been railing against Iran all weekend, the attack on those two oil tankers in the Gulf. And it looks to me like this is like the Keystone Cops who are pointing a finger over here, over there. He did it, no, he did it, no, they did it. Nobody seems to jab. And he said, I don't know what anybody has said at this point, Victoria. The Iranians said they didn't do it. Japanese said they didn't do it. But we say they did it, and there are other people who say they did it.
Saudi Arabia says it.
They did it. Right.
I don't know.
Toe the line with that. Meanwhile, this is the story. In case you didn't know, most everybody has heard now about the these tankers that had mines hit them, and there was a big blow up, literally and figuratively. Meanwhile, Iran says it's going to break the uranium stockpile limit that was agreed to under the nuclear deal in the next couple of weeks. Remember, this was done during the Obama administration. As far as Trump is concerned, we don't have to live by that. I don't know how good of, the deal was a lousy deal in the first place, but it seemed to keep them at bay. And I don't know whether this is just theater or, you don't never know with the Iranians, because they whatever is done there is done at the behest of the Ayatollah. And I love, the picture I'm looking at right now is a picture of the Ayatollah sitting underneath a picture of the Ayatollah, which is pretty much,
I don't know. It feels like I had a really busy weekend, so I didn't really get to see a whole lot of it, but of coverage of this. But, you know, every time I see John Bolton anywhere in the frame, you know, he looks like a deranged walrus, and he is itching to go to war with Iran. He is just itching, and that makes me so nervous. You know, I don't know if this is just, you know, well, I mean, look how quickly he diverted everyone's attention from what happened when the towers went down during 9/11, and then all of a sudden we're at war with, you know, with Iraq. Like,
right, and that was his doing.
That was all his doing.
Bush, it was all
that. The weapons of mass destruction, all this other stuff. It turns out none of it even existed.
He's full of crap.
He's a
lying, no good SOB as far as
I'm concerned. And he's such
a warhawk. Jennifer and I argue about this all the time.
I know.
She
likes him. I have
no use for him whatsoever. He's a no good SOB.
It makes me nervous that
the Iranians, not like the Iranians are to be trusted, because Iranians aren't. Well, scratch that. I told us not to be trusted. The rest of them, I think, you know. And as a matter of fact, over the weekend, Pompeo also said that the Iranians were not only responsible for the attack on the oil tankers in the Gulf, but he also blamed them for the assaults and stuff flaring up in Afghanistan.
Feel like there's a lot of sound bites coming out pushing us towards justifying a war with Iran? Because that's how it feels to me.
The same situation as happened with Iraq. There was no justification then.
Right.
There has never been any justification for it, and everybody knows it. So why are we following this guy and his foolishness down the yellow brick road to war involvement?
Are the American people ready to send more troops? We just, you know, towards the end of Obama, we got, you know, kind of like a big reduction in how many were in Afghanistan and in Iraq. Are we ready to start this up again? In the name of political, whatever you want to call it, advantage. You know, I mean, Trump criticized both George W. and Obama and said, oh, well, you know, they wanted to keep the wars going because no one's going to elect a different president while you're in the middle of a war. Well, is he doing that now, too? Is he taking the same criticism, the same strategy?
Well,
I don't know. And then
there's the question about what happens.
Doesn't make me sleep well at night.
What you say when you're running for an office, and then when you get in, especially the presidency, and you look at that book that gets passed on from president to president, nobody else ever reads except the president, the introduction to President 101, and what you're going to experience and what you're going to do, what the influences are, who's going to get your ear or try to get your ear, all that stuff is a part of apparently what gets passed on. It seems to me like we create situations here that are meaningless. It's numbing, mind-numbing, how it is, as you suggest, that Bolton has the ear of anybody after the Iraq fiasco. It just is either we're stupid, we don't remember, all that. So what's the old business about history? Know your history, or if you don't,
you're doomed
you'll
to repeat,
exactly the same thing over again. All right, Victoria, what do you have on your mind here?
Well, let's travel to the state of Nevada. And Nevada has become the first state in the U.S. to ban nearly all pre-employment drug testing for marijuana. The law is going to go into effect in January. And so this will be 3 years after Nevada legalized cannabis for recreational use. And so the governor, his name is Steve Sisolak, he signed the bill into law on last week, at the end of last week. And so he said that This has common sense exceptions for certain jobs. He said our legal cannabis industry continues to flourish. It's important to ensure that the door of economic opportunity remains open for everyone. And he said it has this new bill. It's called AB 132. He said it has common sense exceptions for public safety and transportation professionals. Obviously, if they're being drug tested for marijuana and they test positive, then they're not going to get a job if they're applying for a job. Now, for other types of jobs, because it is legal, then so he's saying that essentially they can test you for other types of drugs, but any pre-employment testing that includes marijuana is now banned. So I think that a lot of other states are going to have to follow suit, because how can you get a job in a state? It's like saying you can't drink any alcohol. Well, alcohol is legal, so how can I not be employed and get a job because I had alcohol? And now if cannabis is going to be on the same level, which it is in, yep, what is it, 13 states now, 20 states?
Yep.
So, yep. Yeah, it's a common, I do agree with him. He said it's a common sense approach, so...
Yep.
That, you know, I think this is the first one, so Colorado's probably second.
This goes back to what I was saying. What do you think is going to be like, the country's going to be like in 10 years from now, thinking about things like that outside of your own circle of things? If you're planning a trip to South America this week, you may want to postpone that for a while. The power is out in Paraguay, Argentina, and Uruguay. It went out on Sunday, and the failure, apparently there's a big power grid problem down there. And they haven't quite figured out how to, the power's back with some, but looks like kind of a sticky wicket, so something to be aware of. In the next few minutes, we're going to teach you how to be a savvy shopper here. If you love shopping, like I don't love shopping, well, Victoria likes to shop. I don't know. How much, you're not really a great big shopper either. Jennifer's the big shopper here. I don't see you.
Do
you
like shopper. I don't like stores. I'm an online shopper.
Mm. All right, well, let's see where this takes us in a few moments here. Right now, I want to take you into a room with a big mirror. And I want you to sit in front of the mirror or stand in front of the mirror, and I want you to smile. All right, there it is. Those teeth. What do you think of those teeth? You like them? Or are they yellow and they're ugly and you don't like them? You don't even like to smile because you're so self-conscious about the way your teeth look. So how about we give you the key to the whitest, brightest smile you could possibly have? The safest natural way is with Power Swabs. The Power Swabs system works in 5 minutes. 5 minutes. This is a product, Power Swabs, clinically proven to whiten your teeth an average of 2 shades in 5 minutes. So keep it up. And in a month's time, you'll have teeth the way they used to be. Not only your natural teeth, but caps, crowns, veneers. And there's no sensitivity to this. The whiter teeth make you feel better about yourself. You look younger, get a job better, maybe get a date better, all of those things. They seem simplistic, but it's true. A great white smile helps you get that job, get that promotion, get that person who you want to have in your love life. So let's work it over here. The numbers, $500, $600, $700 to whiten your teeth professionally, or just a couple of bucks to buy the Power Swabs and do it in the privacy of your own home. As I say, it's all natural, guaranteed to work or your money back, and half price now if you use the DJV code when you call and order Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. I know I've convinced a bunch more of you to call that number now, 800-208-1797. The dentist, Dr. Martin Ginniger, who arranged to make this a part of his routine and yours, is the guy that really has helped a lot of people get nice, white, bright teeth. So, let's do it together. Call 800-208-1797.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Savings, boxed up and ready to move.
If you're on the move, make sure your first stop is Staples.
Because right now, when you spend $50 or more on moving supplies at Staples, you save $10.
Staples has everything to get you from here to there, like boxes, bubble roll, and packing tape.
So before you go anywhere, stop at Staples for big savings on moving supplies. Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store. And 629-19, in store only, exclusions apply. See associate for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour now in the DJV program. Joining us now is Liliana Vasquez, who is a sought-after personality when it comes to talking about style, talking about shopping. There are all kinds of experts around, and she's the best. So we're going to sort of probe into her experience to find out how to help you cut through the clutter of all the things that you see in the stores, all the ads that you see, what's the way to pick a product from a category, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So let's start with the products of the year, Liliana. Nice to have you here. What is the product of the year?
Well, thank you so much for having me, and I'm so excited about how you set this up because it's true. Product of the year really helps consumers cut through the clutter and find the best products on the market. And this is America's largest consumer-voted award for product innovation. And the really amazing thing about this is that this is determined by the votes of 40,000 real American shoppers. So this is an amazing way to discover products that maybe you know but have some new innovation, maybe you don't know, and they're really going to add a lot of value to your lifestyle. There's about 36 winners for 2019, and they go across all different categories, so things like home care, personal care, food, beverages, and so much more. So I want to kick things off with the category that everyone's always the most interested in is food, right?
Right.
It's the most popular. So one of my favorites from the winner list was Del Monte. They have this new product. It's called Del Monte Fruit and Oats. And this is the first oatmeal that has one full serving of fruit in it already. It's ready to eat, so you can snack on it whenever, wherever, which I love. I love a good bowl of oatmeal. This makes healthy snacking really, really easy. And speaking of snacks, there is a product from Black Forest. It's their gummy bears. And if you love gummy bears, you've got a little bit of a sweet tooth, trust me when I say this is going to be your go-to snack. Not only are they, of course, soft and delicious, but they're so deliciously juicy, and these gummy bears are actually made with real fruit juice and colors from real sources, which is amazing.
All right, so I got an idea. How about we mix product number one and product number two together?
Oh, could we do that?
Well, I can do it. You can do it. We can all do it. Make sure you keep your grandchildren away from it, though.
I have to say, I do love a little frozen yogurt with a gummy bear topping. So if you're into that in the summer, these on top of some frozen yogurt or on top of your favorite flavor of ice cream or standalone are a perfect, delicious snack. They come in six different flavors, so all your classics like cherry, pineapple, apple, orange, they are delicious. It's hard to eat, hard not to eat the entire bag. And then in the household category, there's been a ton of innovation this year. Some of these brands you probably already know and love, but, for example, Tide. So they have a brand new scent. It's the Fresh Coral Blast, and this is their newest liquid detergent. So the formula's been upgraded, the scent has been updated, and it delivers on all of that superior cleaning power that you've known to come and love from Tide. Then, speaking of scents, we've got to talk about Airwick. So they have this brand new product. It's the Airwick Essential Mist. And it's really cool because right now, oils are a huge, huge trend when it comes to wellness and relaxation. So this is great because it's a whole new take on air care by utilizing these oils to create this beautiful mist to fragrance your home. It comes in these really sophisticated scents that you're going to absolutely fall in love with. And then we also have another product from Purex. So this is great. This is a completely new and improved, easy-to-pour formula, and this is going to help refresh your laundry and also renew your spirits. And what I mean by that is it's adding this amazing formula that smells like heaven into your washing machine. So even if you've got the dirtiest, grimiest laundry, all your kids' t-ball clothes, their soccer uniforms, you add a little Purex crystals into the mix, and all of a sudden when they come out of the wash, they smell incredible. And that's just, of course, a few of the products on the list. There's a million more. Tons of great personal care items for brands that you know and love, like Crest. There's a great sunscreen item as well called Panu. So if you want to see the full list, you can head to productoftheyearusa.com. It'll definitely help you shop next time you're in store or on.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Cyndi Lauper do this?
Yeah,
Cyndi Lauper, right?
Yep.
During the theme from The Goonies. I was playing in the car with Miles over the weekend. Girls Just Want to Have Fun. And I told Miles that that was his mother's favorite song when it came out. And he was trying to pick up the words so he could dance and sing to it to impress his mother. And this is another one of those typically Cyndi Lauper fun tunes. I don't know about The Goonies, though. That was a...
That's a great movie.
The Goonies. Was it a great movie?
It's a movie? Kid's movie. Yeah, it's Spielberg. Yeah. It's a kid's movie.
Yeah.
Buried treasure and adventure. It's great.
Ooh, exciting.
Right. Well, I'm going to tell you why we're playing that song in The Goonies in a second, but I got two thoughts in my head. Cyndi Lauper at the time, that was a terrific music video called Good Enough. It was a song used in The Goonies back in 1985, and at that time she got involved with Vince McMahon in the WWF wrestling, where she managed a wrestler called Wendy Richter at WrestleMania 1 at Madison Square Garden. I went to that event. That was a lot of fun. She got a lot of publicity off that, but the reason we play The Goonies is my local theater where I'm involved, it did a revival last night, a free showing of The Goonies, and we had like 150 people show up. I introduced it. I had a lot of fun.
Why did you do it free?
Because that's what I got a sponsor who wrote out a check for the studio fees because he wanted kids to see movies at no charge. But I introduced it. I got a big round of applause. It fed into my narcissism, and it was really a good night.
Congratulations, Chugger.
Thank
job.
You. You're welcome.
Yes, you're welcome. Okay.
But right, anyway, yeah, I enjoy The Goonies. I think it's... A lot of fun. It was good.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess I remember it from when I think my daughter was a teenager when it was out, and she thought it was cool because she thought everything Cyndi Lauper did was cool. Speaking about that, going back to that time, it's been a long time. Myra Sorvino has been a lot around lately because of the involvement that she had and how it affected her with Weinstein. She hadn't really had. She became a. She when she first came around. She daughter of Paul Sorvino, by the way, the great character
right.
actor, and she was very, very, very good. And then she just dropped off the face of the earth. She's on a show now called Scratch, in which she plays a sort of compulsive. Well, it seems that she's an FBI person, but she's not really. And I noticed that she and Lisa Kudrow are talking about a sequel to Romy and Michelle's high school reunion. That was really when she's now 51. So how does this play? Both of them are in their 50s, I'm guessing. Does this work? Is this a good idea?
I think a lot of people in the industry always talk about movies or sequels that they like to do. I don't know if they could get financing. I don't think that movie was that big a hit. But if I recall, she won an Oscar for a movie she did with Woody Allen. That really put her
yes.
on the yep. map. I like her, but you're right. You are right in your analysis. She sort of fell in terms of career direction. You don't really hear a lot about her in the last decade or so.
Well,
but she is the daughter of Paul Sorvino, who I believe lives in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Now the whole business about doing this, if they can't get the financing, they do like What's-Her-Face did with...
GoFundMe?
Yeah, GoFundMe. Who was the actress that was married to Dax Shepard? What's the pretty...
Oh, Kristen Bell.
Yeah, Bell. She revived that TV show.
Veronica Mars. Yep.
Yeah, that was a good movie
yeah.
and did very well. And they did it on $3 million they raised on GoFundMe.
Right.
Yeah. So maybe you can do it. Give him some help. Give him some options. All right, Chuck, I saw a movie reviewer referred to the big movies this past weekend as clunkers because nothing really stood out.
Here's what was interesting. I hate to pile on, but this weekend at the movies, the box office was off 50% from the same weekend of last year when Incredibles 2 opened up. But Men in Black International did open number one, but only a $28.5 million opening weekend. That on a $100 million plus budget. Oh, worldwide, it did like $100 million, but that is a very weak opening weekend. And then you had Shaft, which opened number six, only did $8.3 million. I think just talking business here, not taste, because Shaft, the polls when audiences came out seemed to really dig the film, but there seemed to be a little interest in getting people in the theater. But here's the thing. I think the industry as a business could get itself in big trouble because they've really conditioned people, a lot of the younger generation, to only like or want to see superhero movies like the Marvel stuff. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the other stuff is really falling by the wayside. And if that continues, that could get the industry in a bad way real quick.
I saw a trailer for Gina Carano and The Daughter of a Wolf. Did you hear anything about that?
I did not. I know you're a fan.
Check that out. 59 past the hour. I'm a fan of yours, Chucker.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.